Greetings, dear ones, I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. So the series continues. How can I give you a perspective on what it is like from this side of the veil with human beings that we love so much? First, let's identify who you are. The biology that you see in the mirror is not what we're talking about. We're talking about a soul. And that's a word that you made up. It's a word that is less than what it really is. For the soul is the spark of God that is eternal, that has always been in this you call the universe, and before, and will always be. Have you ever thought of that, that you are eternal? Perhaps not the you that has your earth name and your earth face, but the spark. Almost every one of you has the ability to think for a moment. When you take your last breath, is it really done? Or do you intuitively feel that there is an afterlife, a life beyond the life, beyond the life? And you keep on going at some level. It's not the end. And if that's your intuition, you'd be right. That's who you are. Now, the planet is filled with humans with free choice and a veil. The veil is that between us and you, which must exist for you to have the free choice. A question was once given to Kryon, well, why don't you just tell us everything? Why make us go through this? The human said. And our answer was, if we did that, we might as well just turn on the lights and everybody goes home. In other words, there are secrets here. The meaning of life for humanity is to seek its own light level and thereby, by itself, with free choice, to raise the vibration of this planet, the solar system, all things around it that you don't even know. There is a plan. There is a process. There is a reason. You have passed this marker that we keep talking about, that is the shift. And things are starting to change. And part of what is changing is how we communicate with you. You cannot even imagine my side of the veil. Because it is not in your reality. It never really was for you to imagine. Not as a human. It's not even in your Akash. So how can I tell you what it's like to communicate with Spirit? You know what it's like from your side. What do you think it's like from God's side? First of all, you should know this. True communications. And that is from Spirit to you. True communications. That'll end up with you making action and having decisions and knowing and being and feeling like that there is guidance. True communication does not come from your brain. Not really even from your heart. It comes through intuition. The intuition is a product of many things, including your pineal, but your higher self is involved, but your brain is not. And yet you are almost always working with your brain. It's normal. It's normal for you to do that. Totally. So how can we communicate with you? From our perspective, the communication is always there. It lays on you. Until you can figure it out for yourself on how to receive what is being given. Dear ones, there are humans who say that I've asked, but I'm just not getting answers. I want to tell you that the answers press on you. They're just a veil away from our perspective. Just a veil away. Good guidance, good wisdom. And sometimes the guidance is be patient, be wise, wait. Sometimes it's do it now. And you don't get it. And the reason? Because you've got to create a space for the intuition. If the intuition is that which carries the message, how do you create intuition? You could do it right now if you wanted. Disengage from all thinking. You go to a place that's so precious and so beautiful. It's that place often between waking and sleeping, where your brain is not telling you what you're afraid of or what you're hearing or how to figure out what you're doing. A total and complete disengagement. Did you know that science can measure this? Those which measure the brain's action can tell when you go into a certain state where you're no longer really thinking. You're on automatic. And it's almost like a giant release. And it's not that difficult if you'll allow it. It's a time where you feel you're out of 3D just for a moment, and you're open to anything. A moment where your brain is not actively telling you what's next, and you don't have the intellect working. It's a full release. The frustrating thing for you, dear ones, is the intuition then will flow in, but it seems like a spark. It doesn't linger. Your consciousness is used to giving directions and receiving them in three dimensions. You can even write them down, but not these. They come fast. Sometimes you wonder, what was that? What did I just receive? What did I just hear? And the three-dimensional part of you is so distraught that you didn't get it, that you never think of something. You sit there and say, Dear Spirit, thank you for the message. Give it to me again. I'm sitting here. If it's now or if it's later, let me fully understand it. Give it again and then disengage and just be. Sometimes that means going to a place where there's running water or breeze blowing, where you can truly mask the intellect, all of those things that get in the way. From our perspective, the truth, the guidance, the joy, the love, the compassion is always being pushed to you. Dear ones, we are biased in love. You ask questions and we are in the process answering them constantly. And those times are when you can get on that train of consciousness and pick them up with your intuition. Beautiful it is when you get it. And then some of you have figured that out and you try to get to that state as often as you can. And there are those of you who are very good at it and some who are still struggling. From our standpoint, there are so many answers. The timing of the answers are difficult for you. Sometimes the answers are, there are no answers. How do you interpret that? If you get intuition that says, there are no answers, what does it feel like? I'll tell you. It feels like this. Sit and be loved. Dear Spirit, I have to have an answer because something's going to happen. Sit and be loved. Dear Spirit, I don't think you understand. You see, I'm in 3D. Others are in 3D. There's this and this and this. And if I don't answer and have this, I won't know what to do. Sit and be loved. If any of you are in that situation, I'll tell you from our standpoint what's going on. So you know, so many of your questions involve other people, other humans around you. Whether it's financial, whether it's personal, whether it's love, whether it's business, it involves other humans. Let me ask you, do you know what they're all doing and all thinking? And the answer is, of course not. Spirit does. Are you starting to understand this? So here you are saying, I have to know, I have to know. And we are saying, when players are in place doing what they are doing, we will have advice that will be a solution for you. But until that happens, you are dearly loved. A human will get an answer that is a non-answer and be frustrated and stop asking, as though the answer was no. Never understanding. It's always in progress. Always in progress. Years ago, we told you a metaphor. We give it again and again and again. When you start asking God to guide you in this and that and so on, it's almost like you purchased a ticket for the train. And you tear off the ticket and you hold it in your hand. And that's not an answer. That's a ticket for an answer. The train will take a while. The train is you. It's those around you. It's circumstances. It's things in the future that are building that will take place. Synchronicity. Sometimes a full change will happen. And the question will even change. But dear ones, the ticket remains the same. You stand at the station waiting for the solution, and it will be there. How many of you are impatient, tapping your toe? Or how many of you are willing to sing? Sing the song of patience. Thank you, God, for loving me enough to give me the ticket. Can't you feel the ticket? There are so many. So linear are you. You don't feel the ticket. You think it's no. You just don't understand that the timing is the key quite often to all these things. From our perspective, we gave you the ticket as soon as you ask. That's communication. This is a new energy. Why not see this differently? Why not relax with what the issues are that you have been asking God for? Some of you are saying, well, I have something that doesn't involve anybody else. It's me. It's a health issue. Well, I'll talk about that next, because that's you and you. But that's you and trillions of you. I'll explain that in a moment as well. It's always about the timing. But from our perspective, dear ones, you are known and loved and seen, and the ticket is issued. When you go to that place where you can start feeling our presence and knowing it's real and starting to commingle it with the three-dimensionality of your personality, that's the definition of mastery. There are masters in the room, there are masters listening to this, who can walk both sides of the veil. Understanding who they are on the other side and who they are on this 3D side that I speak to now. It's called balance. And that is a person who doesn't complain, because they understand situations that heretofore they didn't. They see beyond what is there. They see the heart of others, even those they don't understand or make them angry. They see it all. That is the person who are you becoming. You are becoming. You are becoming. You leave this place softer than you came. If you're listening. If you're listening. This message comes to you through your ears. But the third language is also sitting upon all of you right now. That is the catalytic language of love. It speaks to you in a different way. Some of you are getting messages that are not anything like what I'm giving through my partner's voice. That's intuition starting to speak to you because you've disengaged. Dear ones, that is your gift. That's your legacy. That's a promise. That's how we communicate with the ticket. I'll be back. But until then, I want you to be still for a moment. Just for a moment. And disengage all the stress, the watch, the troubles, the fears, the appointments, just for a moment, and see what you get, because we're ready to deliver. And so it is.